Welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider. Adam, look, I think this game has a lot of intrigue. RG3, potentially Nick Foles. Can the winner get back into the race in the NFC East?
Well, when you look at the Eagles' schedule, Dave, I think it's very favorable, but the Buccaneers are a little bit better than we thought.
Yeah,
but it's a schedule that is you see some winnable games, but they got to start here with Sunday's game. But when you look at the Redskins.
Yes, please.
Most people say, well, what has happened to this team? Their defense started well early. Well, they suffered some major injuries. Now, one little side note for this game is Pierre Garçon, starting receiver, has been out several weeks with the bad foot. Chance he plays this week. He started doing some limited practicing. He knows that he doesn't want to have surgery. He's going to be in pain for the rest of the season. But he wants to play. Now, whenever he gets the clearance to play, I don't think he's playing 60 snaps. I think maybe 20, 30, see how he can handle it. Mm-hmm. But when he's at his best, physical receiver who could run and get downfield. Saw this earlier with him and RG3. They had great chemistry in the preseason, and he was their deep threat.
Yeah.
Now, without him, that severely limited their offense. No Fred Davis. You're talking about his top two passing options being out. That has severely impacted their passing.
How do the Eagles, how does Todd Bowles modify the defensive approach? He stressed discipline, which we all understand. You can't just run up the field
right.
against RG3. You expose yourself too much. So how do you modify things?
Not just that. They're still running the zone scheme, which Shanahan's run for years, and his son Kyle is, I think they're doing a great job with managing RG3, and they've got Alfred Morris.
Mm-hmm.
He's a downhill runner. They do a lot of tosses, toss sweeps, right and left. They'll do some inside running. But I think you just talked about it, the discipline is tough because they run so much off of the read option and the pistol. And then they do. There's so many things that they can do off it. You've got whatever the coaches are telling them in the meetings, they've got to do it, and you've got to play the lanes very well. Gap discipline is huge, and I will tell you, the last couple weeks on tape, the Eagles' run defense has been getting gashed a little bit.
Why? Where? What's happening?
Up
there? Is it linebackers?
It's up the middle. It's the tackles. Although the tackles are getting better pressure on the quarterback, they're getting some push. The offensive lines are pushing them. They're being more physical. And you're seeing guys running back get to the second level. That's been a problem. Actually, going back to the Pittsburgh game.
We had been kind of talking about Fletcher Cox, about how well he's playing.
He's getting pressure, but the double teams that teams are using on the Eagles' D-line, they're working well, and they're not getting off those blocks. And that the Redskins don't have a great offensive line, but I'll tell you what, they block for the run game real well. They're not great in pass pro. The other thing is, they're great at managing RG3 with drops. They get it out of his hand, and again, as we said on Tuesday's Eagles Live, he throws a lot inside the numbers. If you're going inside, get your hand up, because that restricts his line of vision, because so many of them, even with Logan Paulson who's filling for Fred Davis, he'll catch the ball.
Yeah.
Santana Moss is playing more. A lot of slants. They're trying to give him RG3 easy reads to make to get out of his hands.
Well, his completion percentage is really high, and his interceptions are low, and so that makes sense. Would you consider and have teams used a spy on RG3?
Yeah, now the question is, who do you do that with? Do you do it with Kendricks?
Do you do it with Nate Allen?
Or Nate Allen. I mean, you can do that.
I'm not sure that Kendricks can catch RG3.
Is there anyone who really can?
Yeah.
The Vikings thought they could, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, now, you could do, we've talked about this before, the mush rush, where guys just play your lanes and don't worry about getting to him. You're trying to hem him in with better gap discipline. I mean, you can do that. I mean, there are a lot of ways to do it, but I think the best way to do it is not to blitz him very much. I think you play, I think you rush for, and you also, you could stack your linebackers more inside, because that's, you know, if you, you know, it's fine to say, okay, well, we don't want him getting outside, but they do everything. They'll run Morris inside or outside a lot. But when they toss it, pursuit and don't over-pursue. Read your keys well.
On the other side of the football, Adam, obviously everyone interested in Nick Foles and to see, as it looks like he will, start his first game. You know, what benefits does he have practicing all week, getting all the reps, sitting in the film room, and preparing? And I understand that you always prepare to be the starter, but there is a difference when you're watching film and then you go on the practice field and actually work on things.
Right, and you ramp it up, and then your mindset changes when you know you're actually going to be the guy. There's a little bit of, you know,
urgency.
There is. Yeah. There's a little bit of nervousness, which you'll get at the start of that game, but he didn't really have much in this game, which was good. And you just talked about you know, what do you gain by it? It's the timing. There were really like five throws which could have been better. But I thought that the timing on a couple throws where the one went behind a Jackson, just knowing where guys are on the field, you don't get that on the scout team because you're not working with the first team offense. You'll get that. Getting used to his offensive line, which, yet, we're going to see another change, but I think it's a change for the good. And also pass protection. I think understanding how to set it up better during practice, he'll do that. I think everything's going to be good for him because he's getting 3 days of full practices. And then when he starts the game, he'll also see what teams are trying to do to him, specifically this week with the Redskins. Do they come out like they were earlier in the season when they had a healthy team, blitzing like crazy? Hasn't likes that. He doesn't do it much anymore because he's, I don't want to say he's scared to. They can't defend anybody on the back end, which leads me to my final point here. You always ask me this. What are they going to do this week? They're going to come out throwing.
Yeah.
I think so. We've been right almost every week.
Weather's supposed to be nice.
Something happens with an injury. If there are no injuries, I think they go more shotgun. I love that game plan last week. It helped both quarterbacks. You throw the ball downfield, and D'Angelo Hall is a big talker. You go after that guy.
Adam, you know, we're not only watching the kid on the field. We want to see how Foles reacts. How does he react to all the attention yesterday? I mean, a throng.
I saw your picture.
My tweet.
Yes. That was pretty good.
At Dave Spadaro, if you're not following. True. And it was a gigantic group of media. And he's very calm, cool, and collected. Yeah. And that's one factor that you have to, you know, think about. How will he adjust moving forward? People kind of portray him as this laid-back, very calm, cool, collected kid. My thing is he going to get in people's rear ends when it's not going real well on the field? Is he going to be that, at a young age, leader who demands that when I see Tom Brady going off on his offensive mates,
Peyton and
all those players. Yeah. Yeah. If it's not Jay Cutler to a degree, if it's not done the way the quarterback wants it to be done, the players need to hear it from the quarterback.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask for a rookie quarterback in his first NFL start. But as I kind of alluded to before we start here, as I was telling you that, spoke to a friend of mine who's very friendly with the former Arizona coaching staff. A lot of their offensive coaches. He told me, he spoke to someone last night. He told me on my way in here. He said, listen, I could just tell you that he's a calm guy. He seems like that, you know, off the field. He said he gets, when he knows people, he gets in their grill and he will get mad. I was like, really? Because I've never, not that we get to go to practice anymore. I don't know what they say behind closed doors, but that's good to know. As you said, he's going to have to be willing to do that because this team, when you make a quarterback change, whether it's for injury or for performance, you're looking for a spark. This offense needs it. Now, he did have some scoring drives last week. I think those could continue against the Redskins.
In the sense, will the Eagles come out throwing the football down the field? Is it going to be short stuff?
Which we didn't see a lot last week. They threw the ball 32 called pass plays. But
with him.
Yeah, now they did, obviously, to Macklin. That was, you know, who knows if that wasn't a broken play by the bad coverage there by Dallas, what would have happened. Yes, you do, because the statistics say that you must do that. You must attack that secondary.
Adam, how much will your expectations change now? When I watched Foles last week, I mean, I had high expectations. I thought he was going to lead the Eagles to the win. I just think he functions in this offense. Well, I think the offense functions very nicely around him. I have very high expectations for him going into this. I don't think you're going to pull back from the offensive structure at all.
I wouldn't.
I think you're going to be aggressive. And I want him to complete 21 of 28 passes for 345 yards and 3 touchdowns. Now, this is not normal.
This is not normal thinking
for when you have a rookie quarterback. How about you? How do you feel about it?
I would have high expectations. I'm going to go back to the preseason. I know you're playing vanilla defenses, but I love the way he handled himself. The pocket movement. We saw this against Dallas, how he's willing to move around it. He found space to throw the football. The touchdown to Macklin where he just rolled right and then took another couple steps. He's got a great feel for the position, which I'll be honest with you. Based on Arizona's scheme in college, I didn't think he could. I wasn't sure if he could do it. And the Senior Bowl where he struggled, I was like, you know, I didn't think he was going to make it. But that's one thing, and this is another. He's handled everything well to this point. Let's see. I'm going to agree with you on this point. I would not lower expectations, A, because of the matchup, and B, this kid's got a very good arm, but much better than you think. We've seen it live. You've seen it in warm-ups and in practice.
Yeah, but, you know,
good.
When you think about it, Adam, when Donovan came in as a rookie, then Kevin Cobb came in as a rookie, et cetera, I don't think I was thinking 345 yards, three touchdowns.
That's a great point, and I'll be honest with you. Cobb was not ready. Donovan was clearly not ready his rookie season.
And he didn't have a surrounding cast of talented receivers.
Right.
And
that's another point. He also didn't have LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
But nothing seems to faze this kid. Now, let me ask you this. How does he act when there's some adversity? What if he throws a
pick? No doubt. I mean, there's 90,000 fans on Sunday. Well, although I think the crowd might be lessened because I think there's a little bit of
and
lethargy
about
that.
I think there'll be a lot of Eagle fans there, right?
The fact that Demaurice Johnson didn't score on that play still just blows me away. he just tripped. He just ran and fell. I think there'll be some adversity, and I think he'll handle it well. They're practicing in the bubble.
Okay.
Today they're gonna get used to the noise.
Loud.
I'm looking forward to it. As I said to you the other day, is he Bobby Hoying? Is he Tom Brady? Is he somewhere in between? Is he?
You want a bold?
I don't
want to
know now. Give me a premature bold statement.
Way premature. I think he's be pretty good, and I'm only going to go on.
Oh, that's really bold.
No. But I think he's going to be. But I'm
saying. Say what you want to say.
I think he's going to be a very good quarterback for this football team for many years, and it's based on the traits, pre-snap, post-snap, smart, good arm, good athleticism, way better than I thought, very good footwork. But as we've said, we still won't learn about him until he faces adversity.
Next year.
Oh, who says he won't be starting the rest of the season?
But I still don't think you can tell.
No, you don't. No, but
until he comes back after an offseason, teams have studied him for a year.
Yes, but there's some great traits which you – and be honest with you. This rookie group around the National Football League, Russell Wilson, RG3, Luck, Foles, Tannehill. It's unbelievable, and Andy was asked about it in his press gathering. It's because schematically the way that these offenses are, they're throwing the ball a ton, and they're getting out of their hands into the receivers or the tight ends. I think now maybe these spread offenses actually transfer a little bit better than we thought.
Yeah, Adam Kaplan saying that Nick Foles will be a very good quarterback in the NFL for many years to come. On the record, Adam Kaplan in studio, right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.